Joe Stapleton is a farmer near Spring Green, Wisconsin.
We background a few dairy cattle for a couple of other farmers. We raise cash crops, corn, beans, alfalfa hay.
He's a conventional farmer, so he does use some chemical herbicides and fertilizers. But Stapleton also uses practices made popular by organic farmers that prevent soil and nutrient runoff on his hilly farm. He learned about cover crops and no-till drilling when he joined the farmer-led watershed group of Iowa County.
You know, we're not out to make a dollar at any cost. This water isn't only your water, it's my water too. I live here, and I'm not going to take the chance on contaminating anything.
Preventing contamination may benefit Stapleton and Wisconsin communities, but it can also travel farther downstream, like to Roxanne Savan in Louisiana.
A shrimp dock owner and a shrimp boat owner. I have shrimp myself on occasion.
Savan and others in the seafood industry in Louisiana are worried about the future of their business because of nutrient runoff from farms along the upper Mississippi.
Stuff that they're spraying and whatever comes down the rivers into the Mississippi River and comes down to where we at and kind of creates a dead zone for us, and it's real detrimental to the seafood industry.
This dead zone is about 6,000 square miles in the Gulf of Mexico that can't support marine life. It grows when agricultural runoff from the Mississippi River feeds massive algae blooms. Bacteria that work to break down this abundance of algae consume almost all of the water's oxygen, which is why fish, shrimp, and other marine life either leave the area or die. The steady growth of the Gulf's dead zone is why Savan and two other fishermen traveled over 1,000 miles to meet Wisconsin farmers like Joe Stapleton and hear about what they're doing to preserve the water that their industry depends on.
I mean, if nothing's done in years to come, I'm sure it's going to be much, much worse.
The fishermen were invited by Stapleton's farmer-led watershed group. He's one of 8 farmers in Iowa County who came together last year to apply for a new grant program through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They received $20,000 to develop nutrient management plans and invest in water conservation practices. But many of the farmers in the watershed group didn't join to help fishermen in the Gulf. Stapleton's motivation?
$3 corn. You know, at the time I started, corn was still $4.50, $5. And I thought, how am I going to make any money or how am I going to stay ahead of the game?
Stapleton says he has seen improvements to his bottom line over the last few years. He uses less herbicide and fertilizer, which saves him money. It also means he makes fewer passes over the field with equipment, which saves him time and fuel. And as he's learned more about water conservation practices, Stapleton says he's found new reasons for participating in the watershed group.
You know, at the time, I didn't realize the full impact, I guess you could say, of the water all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. But, you know, you hear about that, and it's a worthy endeavor.
Which is something that Roxanne Savan appreciates.
The people I met with and talked to over here, as much as they're concerned about, you know, their farming and what's going on here, I see that they really pretty much concerned about what goes on in our area too.
This year, 14 farmer-led watershed groups received funding through DATCAP's new grant program. The department is reviewing a new round of applications for 2017. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.